The nation is on heightened alert for a possible terrorist attack. Today, the Bush administration raised the alert from code yellow to code orange. Orange is the second highest level on a five-step warning chart used by the Department of Homeland Security. Officials say they are responding to an increase in telecommunications chatter that could be linked to the Al-Qaeda terrorist network. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
The announcement that we've gone to code orange was made this afternoon by Attorney General John Ashcroft at the Justice Department.
This decision for an increased threat condition designation is based on specific intelligence received and analyzed by the full intelligence community.
Ashcroft said the information has been corroborated by multiple intelligence sources. He noted that the increase in chatter coincides with the coming of the Hajj, the annual Muslim pilgrimage to Mecca. According to the White House, it's a time when the number of threats often increases. Today, Ashcroft said intelligence reports suggest that potential targets include hotels and apartment buildings.
The recent bombings of a nightclub in Bali, Indonesia, and of a resort hotel in Mombasa, Kenya, demonstrate the continued willingness of Al-Qaeda to strike at peaceful, innocent civilians and their ability to carry out attacks on such soft or lightly guarded targets.
Ashcroft downplayed the possibility that the threats they're hearing are related to the possible war with Iraq. Specifically, code orange means security will be beefed up at all federal buildings, there will be more random checks of passengers at airports, and more federal air marshals aboard flights. There will be more searches of vehicles at border crossings, and notice has been sent to state and local officials and to law enforcement and fire rescue agencies around the country. One concern for officials at the municipal level is the cost of the higher alert status. Boston Mayor Thomas Menino is the president of the U.S. Conference of Mayors.
We don't have any specific information about the type of threat. The police department puts a general broadcast to all its officers, asking them to be aware. We make sure they were ready. The president about 18 months ago said that there'd be Homeland Security money to us to help us with these costs that we're incurring today, and hasn't come forward yet.
The president promised $3.5 billion to help states and localities with anti-terrorism costs, but that money still hasn't been approved by Congress. Another big question rising from the heightened alert is what should average citizens do? The White House says go about your normal lives, don't cancel travel or other plans, but be more vigilant. That, officials say, can play a big part in preventing an attack. They cite the case of shoe bomber Richard Reed, who was stopped in the attempt to blow up a passenger airliner by vigilant flight attendants and passengers on board the flight. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.